Hello there, you must be my new patient.
Wow, he is way more handsome than most of my patients.
My name is Dr. Spring. I'm sorry for the wait. Now, what brings you in here today to the clinic? I see. Well, it's always good to come in for a checkup if you think something is amiss. You'd be surprised how many people never come in and before they know, that small lump they had turned out to truly be cancer. First, let me take your temperature and your blood pressure. So if you just put this device on your pinky for 20 seconds, it should get both measurements. So, what do you do for work? That sounds like fun. How long have you been doing that for?
Why does he seem so nervous?
I see. By the way, have you had any recent changes in your lifestyle or diet? I see. It's important to maintain a balanced diet to ensure good health. I would recommend incorporating more fruits, vegetables, and lean proteins into your meals. Well, the device beeped, so let me look at the results. Okay, your blood pressure is normal and so is your temperature. Now, let's move into the real business of why you're here. Take off your pants and underwear and lie down on the table face up. Now, just relax. This might be a little uncomfortable, but I'm here to help.
Wow, he has quite a specimen.
Let's start with a lower abdomination exam. Oh, are you ticklish? I promise I'll be delicate then. I'm just going to lightly massage and... Oh, wow, you were lying. You really are ticklish.
He has the cutest laugh.
Okay, well, I'm basically done here anyways. Let's move on to the meat of the inspection, so to say. Let me begin a quick visual and light touch inspection of your penis and testicles. Is it okay if I touch them? Good. Okay, let me start by just examining your penis. I'm gonna lift it up to examine the base. Now I'm gonna check its length. Everything seems to be in working order. No issues here. Oh, you seem to be getting aroused. No worries, it's natural. Oh, your face is really red. Don't be embarrassed, darling. This happens a lot.
Seeing this man being so blistered over this exam, it's kinda making me horny.
Now moving on to your testicles. I'm going to lightly squeeze the left one. And gonna squeeze the right one now. Now I'm going to do firm squeeze on both of them at once. Did you just swoon?
Can't believe you did that.
Well, let's try to keep it in next time. Anyways, everything appears to be good with your testicles. When was the last time you got an examination of your penis? I see. Well, I think I'm going to use a special cream on your penis, which hopefully will help with the examination.
How in the world is this face getting redder? I've never seen anyone so embarrassed.
Let me just grab it from over here. And, okay, I'm going to apply the cream to your penis. You might feel a tingling sensation. That is normal. And just try to relax there. I promise it will be over soon enough.
Holy shit, it's becoming huge. No, I'm actually turned on.
Okay, let me just massage it there. Just relax, everything is okay. Everything is fine, I just need you to relax.
Fuck, this is so hot.
There, there, we'll be okay, don't worry.
Seeing him throb and squirm like this, I need to see him come.
That's it. Let the doctor take care of you. Let me massage around the tip of the penis, the most sensitive part. Yes. Oh wow, you're throbbing. This must be torture for you. Don't worry, it's almost over. Just 10 more seconds. 10. 9. 8. You're doing so good. 7. Almost done. Good boys, come at 1. 6. 5. 4. Just hold out a little bit longer. 3. 2. And 1. Oh! There we go. That's it. Let it all out. such a good boy for me, huh? And you like being a good boy for me, right? Say it. Say you like being a good boy for me. That's right. Say yes, doctor. I'll always be a good boy for you, doctor. Good boy.
That was the hottest fucking thing I've ever done in my fucking life. However, I think I may have gotten a little carried away there. I can't believe I let myself go like that. I hope it doesn't seem like less of a doctor, but I can't deny it. It was extremely fucking hot.
Anyways, here's a towel for you to get cleaned up. Everything appears to be okay with you, and we will let you know the results of your blood work later this week. I'll be going now, but if you like, I can schedule another appointment for next week. Maybe we can do a prostate examination. It never hurts to be too safe, you know?